The Czech Foreign Minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, has said he would welcome Russia's involvement in the U.S. missile defense shield, part of which could be based in the Czech Republic, if the Obama administration proceeds with the plan. That, of course, is still open to question, with signals coming from Washington that the new president intends to review the plan, which is deeply opposed by Russia. Now, Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. First of all, Rob, do Mr. Schwarzenberg's comments reflect a change in Czech policy on missile defence?
Well, I think it's important to look at the context in which they were made. He was speaking to Czech reporters after meeting the NATO Council in Brussels, and he was asked to respond to comments made by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Tuesday. She said that Russia needs to be involved in the missile defence shield. Now, up until now, Czech officials have made vague noises about letting Russian observers monitor the radar base to prove that it's not, as many in the Russian military believe, aimed at Russia. But to the best of my knowledge, at least, this is the first time that a senior Czech official has said openly on record that he would welcome a meaningful, that's the word he used, Russian involvement in the shield.
Right, well, we'll have to wait and see how far the Czechs will want to take that. In the meantime, President Obama has been in the White House for literally less than 24 hours. But are there any indications at all that the new Democrat administration will actually do a U-turn on missile defence?
Not a U-turn, no. I mean, Barack Obama originally seemed to oppose missile defence during the campaign. Then he said he supported it, but he added the crucial caveat that only when it becomes cost-effective and proven to work. Now, at the moment, it costs around $10 billion a year, and whether it actually works is, of course, open to interpretation. Now, there is no sign Barack Obama is going to drop the whole system. However, there is a real sign that his administration will re-examine it. Now, that sign came from Michel Flournoy, who is Mr. Obama's nominee for Undersecretary for Policy at the Pentagon, who told the Senate Armed Services Committee a few days ago that missile defense would be reviewed. And she said that it would be reviewed in America's best interests if Washington and Moscow could agree to cooperate on it. Now, you can interpret that any way you want, I suppose, but it does seem clear that certainly President Obama will be in no rush to build this system at the cost of antagonizing Russia.
Right. Well, the plan to build a radar base in this country would, in any case, still have to be approved by the lower house. So what stage are we at there?
Stalled, essentially. The government has signed the two treaties with the United States, but they've only been approved in the upper house, the Senate. In the lower house, the government doesn't have a working majority, so it still needs the support of opposition MPs to support the radar base plan. Now, the Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek, has tried to link the radar issue with the EU's Lisbon Treaty, essentially suggesting a sort of quid pro quo whereby his party would vote for Lisbon if the opposition Social Democrats would vote for the radar base. Indeed, Mr. Topolánek told an audience at the London School of Economics in December that Lisbon was essentially a victim of the unratified radar treaty. However, the problem for Mr. Topolánek is that his government is under much more pressure internationally to ratify Lisbon, especially as the Czech Republic now holds the revolving presidency of the EU, than to ratify the radar base. And there's no sign at all yet that the Social Democrats are willing to agree to such a deal. Quite the reverse, in fact.
Right. Well, from what you say, it may not be a bad thing that a postponement seems on the cards there. Rob Cameron, thank you.